KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund is preparing for the 4th Annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament to be held Saturday, August 11th at the Nishna Hills Golf Course. And while organizers say their mailing won't go out until early June, they do have T-shirts available for sale now. The royal blue and silver T-shirts are $12 each and feature this year's saying, "Laid a lot of memories down like tattoos on this town." Melanie Petty, fund representative, says the saying is taken from Jason Aldean's song, "Tattoos on This Town." The chorus of the song not only fits how Trevor lived it, what the fund hopes to do in his memory, but what the fund hopes to do with his memory. And Petty said the fund's logo is a tribal tattoo that Trevor designed off of his name, making the saying even more appropriate. To date, proceeds from the annual T. Fred Tournament have funded over $35,000 in academic scholarships and donations to a variety of groups and organizations. For information about the upcoming tournament or to order a T-shirt, you can contact Melanie Petty at 712-249-3696. And updates on the fund's activities can be found here on KJAN as we receive them or by following the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund on Facebook. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Two Southwest Iowa teachers are the recipients of the 2012 Charles E. Lake and Outstanding Teacher Award. Kay Fast, high school vocal instructor at Glenwood, and Melinda Smits, kindergartner teacher at Inman Elementary in Red Oak, received their awards during special ceremonies held Monday. Both instructors received $10,000, while their school districts received $2,500. Named after a well-known philanthropist, the Lake Award is presented to teachers or counselors in 25 Iowa school districts within 40 miles of Emerson, Lakin's hometown. Lakin and his wife Florence Swoboda Lakin currently reside in Malvern. Lakin created the award as a way to give back to teachers who were a big influence on his life. His mission is to reward teachers who entice students to come to school each day and to emphasize the vital role of teachers in rural communities. Teachers in large urban communities such as Council Bluffs and Lewis Central were excluded from the award, and administrators were also excluded. The Iowa Farm Bureau Federation has awarded $1,000 scholarships for tuition to 180 students who plan to study agriculture at their chosen colleges and universities. Six recipients were selected from each of the nine IFBF districts. Scholarships were awarded to children of Farm Bureau members who plan to or currently attend an accredited college, university, or community college to earn 2 or 4 year degrees. First-time Farm Bureau scholarship recipients include 54 graduating high school seniors or students currently enrolled in their chosen college or university. The students are eligible to renew the scholarships for up to 4 years by maintaining a minimum grade point average of 2.5 and by being a student in good standing with the college or university. And among the first-time recipients was from Audubon, Stacy Bruck, the daughter of Brian and Nancy Bruck, who will attend Des Moines Area Community College in Corning. Haley Holbrook, the daughter of Jerry and Tracy Holbrook, who is attending or plans to attend Iowa State University. From Greenfield, Rob Mensing, the son of Bruce and Di Mensing, and plans to attend Iowa State University. Abigail Layton of Griswold, the daughter of Scott and Angela Layton, will attend Iowa State University. Nathan Ohms from Harlan, the son of Neil and Melanie Ohms, will attend ISU as well. And Samantha Keast of Henderson, the daughter of Russell and Diane Keast, will be attending Iowa State University. First-time applicants were asked to write an essay indicating the contributions they expect to make to agriculture and the rural community. They were also selected based on their academic achievement, financial need, community, and extracurricular involvement, and letters of recommendation. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin says he's working on legislation that would prevent interest rates from doubling in July in a popular federal student loan program. Harkin told reporters Monday that he was looking for bipartisan support for the $6 billion plan to extend the 3.4% interest rate on Stafford loans for 1 year. He says the extension would avoid a devastating rate hike to 6.8% for students and give Congress time to put together a long-term plan for the program next year. Harkin said he expected debate over how to pay for the extension and was looking for areas outside of education to cut the offset the cost. President Obama will call on Congress to prevent the rate hike during a Wednesday visit to Iowa City. Iowa State University's new president said the university is planning to raise millions of dollars for scholarships that would help students avoid mountains of debt for college. President Stephen Lath said Monday that the scholarship funds would be earmarked as more money is raised for research. He says the scholarships might claim 30% to 40% of the total raised. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York estimates about 15% of Americans have taken out student loans. Banks put the total at $870 billion, while other estimates have reached $1 trillion. In other news, the Atlantic Police Department said Monday that one person was injured during an accident Friday evening at 7th and Cherry Streets. Officials say a vehicle driven by Michael Anderson of Atlantic rear-ended a vehicle driven by Judy Masker, also of Atlantic, at around 5:15 p.m. Friday. Masker was transported by a private vehicle to the Cass County Hospital to be treated for possible injuries. Damage from the crash amounted to about $7,000. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that five people had been arrested last week on separate charges. On Friday, 25-year-old Christy Ann Ward of Sydney was taken into custody for driving under suspension. Last Wednesday, 22-year-old Melanie Kristen Girard of Hamburg was arrested on a charge of simple domestic assault. And a week ago, 22-year-old Danae Christine McConaughey of Malvern was arrested for violation of her parole. On Monday, April 16th, 22-year-old Thomas Cash of Glenwood had been arrested for burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the second degree, theft in the third degree, and conspiracy. And on Sunday, April the 15th, 26-year-old Antonia Jacinto Mendiola of Omaha was arrested for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. A 39-year-old Northwest Iowa man has been hospitalized after being pinned between two pieces of equipment in a farm field. Authorities say Chad Gosh was taken with non-life-threatening injuries to a Sioux City hospital Monday. Plymouth County Sheriff's Department said Gosh was pinned between a tanker truck and a sprayer unit in a field near Akron. Iowa farmers are off to a slow start in planting corn as cool, wet weather hampers their progress. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says 9% of Iowa's corn crop is now planted, behind the five-year average of 16%. Less than 1% of the soybean crop is in the ground. The USDA said last week's weather was unfavorable for planting, and farmers are waiting for their fields to dry out. However, the rain improved soil moisture, with topsoil at 88%, adequate or surplus. Subsoil moisture also improved. Temperatures range from the upper 20s to the 70s. The report says the normal rainfall during the week, just shy of an inch, was exceeded in the northern half of Iowa and came up short in the southern half. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, with little doubt that he will win today's Republican presidential primaries in New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania, Mitt Romney has decided not to visit any of the states today. Instead, he'll be in New Hampshire tonight to deliver a speech. The Fed Reserve begins its two-day policy meeting today. Once the policymakers wrap things up, some experts say they'll likely keep short-term interest rates at record lows through 2014. The Fed could also indicate whether it will launch a new program to lower longer-term rates. The Postal Service is looking for some temporary financial relief today. A measure could come up for a vote in the Senate that would inject $11 billion into the cash-strapped agency. But Republicans may try to block the legislation. The Postal Service is about $12 billion in debt, and the money in the bill would basically be a refund of overpayments to a federal retirement fund. Drug maker Novartis wants state-run hospitals in Britain to be forced to use one of its eye drugs that cost more than $1,100 per shot instead of the cheaper drug that's about $97 per injection. The UK's health watchdog said the Novartis drug Lucentis is the only one recommended to treat macular degeneration at state hospitals, but some doctors have been prescribing much cheaper Avastin, a cancer drug. Doctors do have the discretion to use other treatments not approved by the health watchdog. And a Virginia man may have failed this class. Michael Deal of Roanoke was attending a gun safety class Saturday when he accidentally shot himself. The bullet also struck his wife Michelle in the leg. The instructor told police he left the room and heard a shot. The Deals were treated at a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Michael Deal said the shooting was a stupid accident. News time is 8:10.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Pamela Lynn Jensen, age 48, of Menlo, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Pamela Jensen will be held today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Nadine Wheeler, age 86, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Nadine Wheeler will be this morning at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dean Cooper, age 82, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dean Cooper will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Francis Keaton, age 90, of Redfield, died Friday at the Stuart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Francis Keaton will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Francis L. Elias, age 81, of Carlisle and formerly of Persia, died Saturday at the Carlisle Care Center. Funeral services for Francis Elias will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Persia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Vera Maxine Morrison, age 90, of Griswold, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Maxine Morrison will be on Wednesday at 1:30 at the Grant United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Norma Jean Southman, age 83, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Norma Jean Southman will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ruth Arlie Wigton Foley, age 94, died Sunday at the Stuart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Foley will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Norma Alice Wiedemeyer Nord, age 88, formerly of Adair, died April 16th at her home. Memorial services for Norma Wiedemeyer will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mildred L. Betts, age 93, of Panora, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Mildred Betts will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Jeannie Nancaro, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jeannie Nancaro will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.